Rugby on Off the Ball
with Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us, everyone in.
Now, I want to turn our attention to rugby because after quite a bit of speculation, it was confirmed yesterday that Ronan O'Gara is to become the new head coach at French top 14 side La Rochelle later this summer. Delighted to have Ronan on the line from New Zealand. Congrats, Ronan. I'd imagine you're pretty excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's, in my mind, it's a long way away yet. I've got 3 months ahead of me. You get excited for this time of year for putting all your work into go to finals for the club over here. So we have this weekend off, and then hopefully a campaign of finals 1, 2, and 3 in front of us, and then something like that to look forward to, Nathan. Yeah.
When you were on with Joe a couple of weeks back, you were saying at that stage you were still weighing up the options that you had in front of you. What was the deciding factor in choosing La Rochelle?
Question. I don't know. Kind of, anything really specific. I can usually trust my instincts in these things, and I just got a good feel when I kind of kept, I suppose, going through the thought process in my mind. And I think it's a big decision when you consider that I was with the Crusaders, I am with the Crusaders, and to be not coming back for another campaign of Super Rugby was a big decision. But also, I'd like to stress it wasn't really a fully rugby decision. I think there's a lot of people involved in the decision, and the fact that it's amazing you'd understand this. A 5-year-old kid thinks his opinion is just as valuable as mine. So when we were saying, we're sitting around the table, there were 7 votes. So they were, we want to stay, we want to go near France, and we want to go back to Ireland. No, we're staying here. So it was just, I was trying to explain it to Jack, actually has more power than what the kid thought. But you don't see it like that, you know, because you're all impossible people. And it was a bit of fun, obviously. It's a great decision to have. And it excites me going to La Rochelle, and the fact that I kind of can see a few similarities at Munster. I think they have a really passionate crowd. I think they have really loyal supporters. In the French model, they have a very stable president, a good man, Vincent Merling. And I obviously get excited by the prospect of working with John O'Gibbs. I kind of, on my playing days, I suffered when he was coach at Leinster at times. So he's a young man, but he's hugely experienced, and it's about having fun to him in this game. I think New Zealand has taught me that the way not to go is to be full of stress, and maybe that's what I want as a player. So I'm excited for having a crack off at coaching.
Your career path over the last 5-6 years, from starting out at Racing as a coach through to taking on this job at Crusaders, it feels as though all the time, certainly the way we've looked at it from the outside, it's been building towards this moment when you'd feel ready to take on a head coach role. When did that moment come together for you that you thought, actually, you know what, even though I'm at arguably the best club team in the world right now, I want to be my own man, I want to be the head coach, I want to make the final decision on these things?
That was always in my head, you know. And let's call it for what it is soon, Nathan. I'll be the head coach probably on the pitch, but like, John O'Gibbs is my boss, you know. I think it's different in some clubs. The head coach is completely the boss. Some models have a director of rugby. That's the case at La Rochelle. So John O'Gibbs, the director of rugby, who's hired me to perform the rugby operations on the pitch, which excites me. And so essentially I'd be in charge of attack, in charge of defence, and having to piece together everything that we have a solid performance every week, a solid at worst, you know. So it's not me in charge of everything, recruitment and all that. That wouldn't be my area. So I'd be the boss on the pitch, which is what I love. I love the detail of the game. I love the tactics of the game. I love the connecting with the player side of the game. So from that point of view, that's that's what I want, and that's what I'm ready for now, and that's what I want to do. But just because that's your title doesn't really change it for me, Nathan. I think everywhere I've gone, I've kind of hopefully connected with the players and done my role to the best of my ability. But I must also stress, I've been very lucky in the two clubs I've worked with. I've never been called and kind of thought, well, you're straying out of your line there. Go back, you know. I just think that is really important for the environment that I have been in. And otherwise, I think if you didn't feel you were appreciated or getting the max out of yourself, irrespective of your title, you'd be kind of having questions about whether it's worth your while staying there. But I never got that in the racing, or I never got that in the Crusaders. And for me, I've only got 7 years into coaching, so there are bigger challenges ahead, and a great challenge for me as well.
Irish rugby fans will obviously be very familiar with John O'Gibbs from his work under Joe Smith at Leinster initially, and then his time as head coach at Ulster. The conversations you had with him over the last few months, was it very straightforward in terms of what those roles of responsibility would be? Were there certain things you wanted that maybe fall under the role of director of rugby, or was it very much a straightforward, you know what, we're looking for a coach, we're looking for hands-on, on the pitch, and control of tactics, and leave all the dirty stuff to us?
Well, essentially, the first part is what you said, basically. You can make these conversations as straightforward as possible. Once you hear, exactly as you said, how he described it from a head coach point of view, that was something I said, yeah, I want that. So, it's what you want. That is what you sign for. Then you arrive in the club and you weigh up things and you see how it's going and how it will work in practical between the two of you. We haven't met, so from that point of view, there is work to be got done, but the most important thing is I get a great vibe off him. I think he's very straightforward in terms of how he sees my role, and that's exactly what you need. You need clarity and you need detail, and then, like in everything, there will be some things you disagree on, other things you'll agree on, but for the things you disagree on, you construct a positive conversation with a bit of compromise from both parties, and then you go to execute your plan as best you can with the two of you 100% on board. Because I'm fully convinced that, the opposition are united. They have a plan. They want to take you on to the best of your ability. So unless we are perfectly aligned, we'll have little chance, but the great feeling I get from John is that he'd be a great man to work with.
Yeah, you'd obviously know a lot of the same people within Irish rugby that he'd worked with. Did you speak to people about him as a coach and as a personality, and whether you would be able to work, whether it'd be a good fit?
Yeah, I did, of course, I didn't ring off 10 people, but obviously there was talk about it, so a lot of good people out there that are interested in how I'm going, and they'd be kind of passing on complimentary remarks about Jono. So I think once I kind of had assurance from people that I trust, but I got a great vibe from talking to him too, and he's from New Zealand. They love rugby. I know kind of how in what way they do rugby down here, so it excites me to go work with him, Nathan.
Where are you in terms of the rest of the backroom staff? Have you a role in their recruitment, or is it all in place already?
No, it's all being executed by Jono, but I don't see, and I've only been following it, I suppose, online as well a bit. There won't be many other changes, I don't think, to staff or to playing group.
So, just on La Rochelle then, for people who might be unfamiliar with them, they finished fifth in the top 14, made the playoffs, were beaten by Toulouse last weekend in the semi-finals, but have done enough to qualify for next season's Champions Cup. Very much, it seems, a community club, a place of 80,000 people. Their owner, Vincent Merling, seems quite an interesting character. I think you touched on it there, a bit old school, maybe not the flamboyance that you see at some of the other French clubs. And also, it seems, as you mentioned, a lot of similarities with Munster. How important was that this is a club it feels as though you may be able to go in and make a real impression at, that actually there's not this, or maybe there is this massive rush for results instantly, that you can go, you can take your time and you can create the sort of culture you want?
Yeah, well, obviously, the most important thing is you get buy-in from your players, Nathan. That's going to be crucial. So that's up to me to sell my kind of philosophy on the game. But I think the most important thing I take from the Crusaders is you got to have fun too. You got to have enjoyment. So it's important that I bring that side of it, connect with the people. But yeah, the club does interest me, and I think the press seems very stable. I've been reading a few articles about him, and I think he gets it as a rugby man, and he gets what's involved. It's very important that you put an emphasis on an academy, and I would be a big fan of that. I just think there's a great saying from Alex Ferguson is, look after your academy and the academy will look after you, and I'd be a big believer in that. So I think in that regard, you kind of have to have really stable building blocks, and the club seems to be growing season on season. So it's a great time to get into the club where, I'm going to back myself to make an impact. And I think it's something that I love doing, coaching rugby. So for me, it's another exciting journey for me and for my family, and that's the most important thing, is that family are happy, which some of them are happy, but it's not, I suppose you never did know, what growing up in Cork is like yet. So I think that day will come, but at the minute it's very exciting for us to be heading to La Rochelle.
What's a realistic ambition then over the next 2-3 years? Obviously, they've made the playoffs this year. Are you going in thinking, I want to lead this team to a top 14 title?
Yeah, you'd love that, but I think that's something that obviously, what is success? And it looks different for everyone, and they're batting it off, but I think what you want to be doing is getting better, and how do you qualify that? Sometimes you need silverware, other times you need to kind of feel it. But that's something that I'd be keen to maintain. You want to be winning things, there's no doubt about that, and that'll be the plan in La Rochelle, to win things, because that's what really excites me too. I've kind of done it as a player, I've done it as a coach, so I want to keep that going, Nick, and that's what really excites me, is winning things. And I enjoy the stuff about growing and getting better and all that, but I absolutely, I love winning.
Yeah.
I kind of need to win.
Is that hasn't lessened at all as a coach?
Oh, you're crazy. No. that's exactly what I think competitors are. I think the more experienced they get, maybe the more hungry you get, but nothing beats the buzz of winning. There's nothing like it in the world.
I know you don't have much time to be thinking about it at the moment, because you have the playoffs coming up in Super Rugby over the next few weeks, and Crusaders looking to win that again. But when you do take the job, that first month, have you got in your head as to a style of play that you want to implement, or do you need to wait till you get there and you look at the players that are available in front of you, and that dictates as to how La Rochelle play the game? Or are you very much somebody who's got a system in their mind and you're going to implement that and the players will come around to that?
I realise in France they do things a little bit differently, and they'll have done things in the past that they like, so it's up to me to convince them that I think this is a better way of playing the game. So I would have a strong opinion on how I want to play it, but also, Nathan, I think when you get that right and you get other, I suppose, important pillars of performance right, I think sometimes style you don't know because you're flowing, and for me it's about getting the flow in your game. And with that, I'm not a fan of systems that become robotic. I want to create a kind of systems where players have options within a system, and that's essentially how I see the game played best, where it's a simple game, but to make it simple, you've got to do A, B, and C right, but A, B, and C don't really change. So that is something, yeah, that I kind of hugely excited about, because obviously the defence can be black and white, but attack is just so, I suppose, open to seeing things and what has he seen, but that may not be the same as what his teammates have seen. So it's a great topic, which creates massive discussion, and you're trying to just kind of declutter your players' minds that they can go and play freely or play with joy, as they say in basketball.
Yeah. Just before we let you go, because the line isn't great, Ronan, and the draw for the
charity. The kids getting really good soon. They're all in cereal boxes.
I'm assured that the Wi-Fi in La Rochelle is excellent, so we look forward to that in a couple of months' time. The draw for the Champions Cup. The draw for the Champions Cup obviously takes place next week. You know it's destiny that you're going to end up playing Munster.
Yeah. you'd presume that. But that happened already with racing, you know, so it is what it is, you don't control it, and then if it is, you make a plan. If it isn't, you make a plan for someone else, Nathan. That's the reality of it, I think.
You spoke right at the start there about those family meetings and everybody gets a vote and how you're getting closer and closer to home, which eventually may end up one way or another in Cork. Is that in your mind that after these 3 years, Ireland is your next destination?
There's definitely a pull, but I think it's very important to understand too that I'm in professional courts, and this is what I'm getting stuck into now. So I think with due respect to everyone, I think, well, you know what I mean, was at our age, when you see what happens, see what the fellas that I've kind of played with and have been coached by the Paul Darvish or Anthony Foley, I don't make any of those kind of grand assumptions. I kind of live for the now, do the best I can do, and the future will look after itself. I'm kind of very adamant in that front, but enjoy the now. What will be, and get on with it.
All right, Ronan. Well, best of luck over the next few weeks with the Crusaders. I'm sure we'll check in again. And also, very best of luck with La Rochelle. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah. Thank you, Nathan. Cheers. Good to chat. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Ronan O'Gara there, the new La Rochelle coach. But as you said, he's got a busy few weeks ahead. Crusaders have got a home playoff in the Super Rugby playoffs, and they're going for back-to-back titles. So very much his full focus over the next little while. Off the ball, just to let you know, we have joined forces with 3 and 20 by 20 to bring you the most exciting event of the summer, our very first all-female roadshow celebrating the best of Irish women in sport. 20 by 20 is celebrating role models and the essential part that they play in getting women and girls into sport. On the 11th of July, we will feature 3 different panels of Irish legends and icons who inspire with their stories. Kate and Jessica Harrington are among those who are going to be there on the night. We'll be revealing plenty more over the next week or so. The event takes place in the Alex Hotel here in Dublin. There are limited tickets, so get yours fast. This is an exclusive off-air event, so the only way you can see it is by being there. For more information, head over to offtheball.com/events.
Rugby on Off the Ball
with Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us, everyone in.